Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to celebrate the career of, I mean, we talked to Rich Lackner a few years ago and what he did at CMU and what Geno did at Geneva, impacting lives. They finished third in the pack in his final year this year. Finally realized, Geno, that you're able to throw the ball forward. That's something you can do on offense as Geno joins us now. Hey, congrats over everything. And I just wanted to know, what's it been like coaching in the – you haven't been in the pack the whole time, but coaching Division III football and the impact you can make.
Oh, it's been different, okay. I mean, all right. I can tell you it's a little different than the NAI. It took us a while to get used to it. And before – we went to the triple option because I heard your comment about throwing the ball forward. So I picked up on that early. We threw the ball a ton.
You did.
And we went to the triple option because we were in Division III and we felt like we matched. Our personnel was much like that of a service academy competing against other people. So, yeah, I did that. And the biggest mistake I made was the fact that one of my young men is at Kansas City, and I could have been running that offense for all that time, but I decided to run the triple option.
All right, so let's get into that. So you coached David Girardi, who did run a wide open offense and was one of the best quarterbacks in school history. He is now the quarterback coach for Patrick Mahomes. So de facto, Patrick Mahomes is great because of what you taught David.
Sure. However we want to spin that, and that could be the legacy that I live with. Sure. Absolutely. But I'm also the coach that's dumb enough to run the triple option while I have somebody in the NFL that could teach me how to run a wide open offense. So either way you want to go with this, Matt.
You kind of said, now, I don't know if NIL trickles down to Division III, but you could set your current quarterback up with the Brighton Hot Dog Shop or something along those lines, some sort of an NIL.
Yeah. Maybe a YouTube
NIL
video.
Our NIL, as Jeff knows, is a 6-inch Pizza Joe's pizza that you get once a month.
Right, the post-game spread. That's what you get. But how much, I don't know, it's what kind of a reward did you get from being there as long as you did? Because people probably say, oh yeah, you know, you can settle in D3, there's no pressure, NAIA D3, whatever, you know, you can just settle in and you're set for life. But how rewarding is it, the impact that you were able to make?
It's just been a joy. And when I mean joy, I don't mean like every day I was laughing, because it's been a really, really difficult time, especially in Division III. But it's something that when you do something that you love every day, and it's more of a calling rather than a career, it's a lifestyle. That's what we signed up for. That's what my wife and I felt in 1993 when I left a job that paid very, very, very well in the pharmaceutical industry and had been a part-time coach to give back to my alma mater. When it's a passion, when it's a calling, when it's like something like that, it just fits. That's the only way I could describe it, Jim. It just fits.
You know, you might have seen Gino on YouTube once or twice. I think the only one that supported supported you more than your wife was Rob Pratt, who is out there for pretty much every practice. And he tells me, is it true, Gino, that at your practices, you didn't swear?
No. Is it true? Now I'm caught between, can I tell a lie or can I not tell a lie? I hit myself a lot and just, I really did. I just got a bad habit of doing that, usually at myself. Yeah, it's horrible. And wait. And you're using Rob as the example of your credible source. Appreciate that.
So you swore at Rob too, as well, but just not the
players.
No,
would never.
I'm going to go ahead with the good part of this. So you did not swear. What was your go-to word? You know, like, was it like sugar?
Oh, it was
fudge?
Either.
You must have had a couple.
Crap was a big thing, and it's a great word that you can use, and it's very, very versatile. You know, it you can use it in a sentence, and don't get offensive about this or anything, but there were many times that I would get upset and tell those guys that right now the way that we're playing, you know, I'm going to go sit in a corner eating a crap sandwich, and that's basically a description of how you can use that. Now, we won't get into that.
you've coached for so long, and you've made impacts on so many lives. What's it like for you to see these players that you coached as engineers and members of not just the community here, but all over the place? Have you now had a chance to kind of sit back and say, wow, look at all these people that came through these doors?
I haven't had that chance yet. I'm still processing all of that. The only thing I was able to sit back and watch was three games yesterday on TV that were just outstanding. And looking forward to three more today. But, yeah, you look at everything that happened over the years and still going to be part of it in some way. It's just incredible young men. That's all I can say. Incredible young men. A great opportunity to do what you love at a place that you love, in an area that you love, and hopefully to be able to have some sort of impact. You know, coaches have the ability to be able to pour into young men, and they also have the ability, you know, with their tongue or with their attitude, whatever thing, to destroy someone. And, you know, I can tell you that there's times in my coaching career where I probably should have shut my mouth, probably could have used a different approach, probably could have gone at it a different way. Because I think the greatest thing that we show our young men about how to be a man is authenticity. And I was the first that would always tell the guys, you know, this thing's on me. You know, I let you down, and it won't happen again. We're going to learn from it.
You know, Gino, it occurred to me, and I've looked at, and I don't really remember this, but you had to have been on one of my Pitt pregame shows way back in the day when you first started there, because I used to try to have the local, you know, the local small college coaches on every once in a while. But anyway, how did you change over the course of the 30 some odd years that you were a coach there?
Well, it's a great question, because I remember doing a national article on how do you stay in one place and yet swim ahead of the sharks? And basically on that is you look at what you want to do and you simulate your career. This is back when people actually believed in loyalty and people stayed at places for a long time. I don't think that's going to be the case. Rich Lackner and myself are an exception to the rule. Rich, by the way, set the standard for all of us. He was an incredible coach, mentor, and to this day, he's a very good friend of mine. But him being at CMU and me being at Geneva for this long period of time, that's not the norm, and it won't be the norm. Did a national article on how to just position your career, if you will, and it really was parallel to how we coach in a football game for four quarters. You got to constantly make changes. You got to be able to adapt. You got to stay ahead of the curve. I know you guys laugh about the triple, but the reason I did it is because nobody was doing it, and I had to do something different. So we went back this year, and we were throwing the ball out of 10 personnel, which people today have moved away to more 11 personnel, and we did it in a tempo that was just outrageous. You just got to recreate things, but you have to hold true to your standards. And I hope I was on one of those shows. I don't know, but because I was a West Virginia University football coach as a grad assistant, you may have hesitated to put me on that show.
Would you have done that, Jim?
I would have done it. I would have put you on purpose.
I wanted to take a couple of minutes just because of what you've meant to so many people. You know, you had four daughters, you have four daughters and about 10,000 sons, and what an impact you have made over your career. And there's so many coaches that do it for the right reasons that we never have enough time to recognize. And I just wanted to recognize you for an outstanding career and the impact you made on people's lives through sport.
Jeff, appreciate that. Like I said, the only way I could explain this is God had a plan, and that's why I was at Geneva College. It was a ministry. I was able to coach and be able to learn how to lead men. And I really believed I did it and still do it today because that's what Christ wanted me to do. But the football part of it is so addicting. It really is. It's just, and that's the tough thing that I'm going to have to face is, what next? So, but I appreciate you for having me on. I appreciate the time that you spent getting to know our football players and all those interviews that you did with us. And Jeff, I'm grateful to you.
Well, we appreciate it. I heard a ding on your computer. I think Rob's trying to get in the door to film another video with you. So
you should be doing it now.
Rob Pratt is the standard. Was the standard. Standard is the standard.
He is. Hey, Gino, I meant every word that I said. Congrats, and thanks for taking time with us this morning.
No, thank you, guys. Appreciate you. God bless.
All right.
Gino DeMarco.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.